sad. He left her deep in debt, as truck drivers will sometimes do, because they don't know how to save their money and take care of their finances. All they know how to do is drive and drive and drive and drive and drive and drive and drive. And then the body wears out, and you can't drive them miles anymore. The bills keep coming in, and there wasn't no health insurance, and he didn't die till 30. Most people don't. My mama was kind of left sad, and things were looking kind of bad. And then my mama, at the age of 62, discovered the internet. She was lonely. And she found her a friend who became a better friend. And now my mama's living in Arab, Alabama. Yes, there is a place called Arab, Alabama. And that is how it's pronounced. And he's a wonderful man. His name's Jim. We love him very much. But we're going to take it back in time, about 20 years this summer, to a very different set of times. We're going to tell you about my mama and how she met Chester. So my mom and dad got divorced. My mom was so miserable and unhappy, she locked herself in her bedroom and she didn't come out for 6 years. And in my mom's bedroom, my mama, she had 3 TV sets, like Elvis used to. And she'd watch them channels and flip them and drink vodka and milk and read the National Enquirer and the Sun and the Star. And time just went on and on and on and on until my sister graduated from school. And the child support ran out. My mom was forced to go out and get a job. And it's a mean, cruel world for a 50-year-old woman. Without no college education, no prior work experience. And my mom, she had to work one shit job after another to pay the rent. Until finally, fate or something led to a place called R&D Trucking in Florence, Alabama. And they hired my mom as what they call a truck log auditor. And every week she'd come in and audit all them truck drivers' logs. And they'd been driving 2 miles out of state or something. Her job was to catch them for the DOT, find them. And there was this one truck driver. His name was Chester. And Chester was the biggest, meanest motherfucker at R&D Trucking. Chester was about 350 pounds of pure muscle and guy. Chester had the word Kim tattooed right there on his forearm. And the legend has it, one night in Vietnam, Chester killed a man in his sleep with a Chester. Every Monday morning, my mama's calling him into her office and bitching him out. Until finally one day, she just snaps and she starts yelling at the top of her lungs. And she's saying, Chester! God damn it, Chester, every week you come in here and you fuck up your office and you don't want to catch, you don't want to come in here and bitch at you, what gives? Chester just looked my mama right square in the eye. This is your cue to shut up. It's the cry part of the song. Dynamics! Chester looked my mama right square in the eye. And he said, Jan, it's because I'm in love with you. And I knew the only way I'd ever get to talk to you was to fuck up my log so you'd call me in here and bitch at me so slow. And 6 months later, the day my mama and Chester, they ran off to a tattoo studio. And he had Kim changed to Jan. And then they ran off to a place called Pigeon Forge, Tennessee, and they got married in a place called Dollywood. And I just moved to Athens, Georgia. And I didn't have no money to write mom a present, so I wrote my mama this song. It's called 18 Wheels Up. God damn words true. chuckers.